While we're on the subject of Israel and all the evil it rots upon the world, DNC committee shoots down resolution condemning AIPAC. The DNC had their top secret, super duper fancy pants, meeting where they talk about issues of the day and what direction to take as a party. And their panel voted on Thursday, that's today, to reject a resolution condemning the growing influence of dark money and corporate-backed outside spending in democratic races, particularly AIPAC. That's right. They voted to reject a resolution condemning dark money and corporate-backed outsider spending, including AIPAC. They rejected that. Rejected a condemnation of that. I'll not vote for any establishment Dem ever again. They can suck my dick. It's insane to me that there are so many people, especially in the like outrage farming, liberal, centrist grifter, whatever people online, who are like, I don't get it. Why do the Republicans keep winning? Why is it that they get to do everything that they want? Why is it that despite being unpopular and hateable, they keep winning? Why aren't the Democrats doing anything? And they just can't find the link, you know? You can just say destiny. It's not just destiny and fairness, but like it's this weird combination of incredible cynicism with democracy in the world today, but an unwillingness to criticize the Democrats for what might be the most obvious foreign capture in like the history of American politics. Like it's well, again, foreign capture is kind of a misrepresentation because it's not literally Israel controlling America, but corporate interests controlling both. But like, oh my God, you know? We're talking about an issue. The removing or reducing the influence of dark money and corporate spending in politics is like a 90-10 issue for Democrats and independents, and like a 70-30 issue for Republicans. It's overwhelmingly popular. And popular Democratic candidates often get quite a bit of money directly via like direct campaign donations, you know, regular grassroots donations. The only reason that the DNC would refuse to even nominally condemn this is because they are so subservient to capital interests that they're not even willing to signal against them. Much in the same way that shortly after Trump's inauguration, Jeffries went over to Silicon Valley to beg and plead the tech oligarchs for their support back. If you, as far as I'm concerned, if you refuse to call out the rot in the DNC, you are illiberal. Like you to, again, my issue with you is not that you are not socialist. Like, we're so far beyond that right now. You know what I mean? Like, me criticizing the Democrats for not being socialist would be like me criticizing a person who's kidnapped me and is torturing me in their basement for not giving me a proper, like, welcome coffee because I'm a guest, you know? We're so far beyond that. I don't care that you didn't get me the coffee. I want you to stop hooking up the car battery to my genitals. If you can't call this out, you're illiberal. You're like, this is an illiberal party. They are not being liberal enough. AIPAC is not liberal. It is illiberal to insist on in prioritizing the interests of dark money special interest groups over the interests of the vast majority of your constituency. I want the Democrats to be more liberal. I want them to rise to the standard of being basic liberals. The liberal democracy is failing. No, liberalism is when AIPAC, a group that donates to fucking 2020 election deniers and January 6 insurrectionists, gets to decide which Democrats win. You know, AIPAC, the group that funds that funnels millions or sometimes tens of millions into small races, desperate to keep anyone against their interests from winning within the Democrats, even though the interests of AIPAC and its funders are vastly different from the interests of the Democratic constituency in a demonstrable, measurable, objective, empirical way. Yeah, no, it's just liberal democracy, man. So interesting. It's so interesting. I love the way how every single Democratic politician, when asked about AIPAC, freezes up like a deer in the headlights and starts acting like somebody's pressing a gun into the small of their back. Even though, again, it's like a 90-10 issue for Democrats. It's so liberal. It's so democratic. It's so liberally democratic. The Democrats don't even need the dark money. ActBlue raised something like 3.6 billion. No. Like, genuinely, I listen, having the backing of capital interests is obviously an advantage electorally, but I really don't think the Democrats need it. Especially in this political environment, I actually believe that through grassroots funding alone, even without the backing of the media, a genuine populist Democratic Party, by populist, again, I don't mean socialist. I just mean following the very easy 90-10, 80-20, 70-30 issues, okay? Very, very basic stuff. Tax the wealthy, fuck off with Israel, fuck off with all that Israeli bullshit. Get it the fuck out of my country, okay? Medical care, whatever the fuck else, right? Whatever the basic issues. A Democratic Party doing that could not receive a single dollar in corporate funding, relying only on ActBlue donors. grassroots funding, and I think they would sweep. I think they would sweep 2026. I think they would sweep 2028. Keep in mind that Bernie Sanders, who was not exactly the institutional favorite, came pretty dang close in 2016, and he did so just through grassroots donations. Like, that's Bernie Sanders, not an insider in the DNC. If you really consolidated the Democratic Party around the candidate and relied on, again, basic 90-10 advocacy, you would annihilate the Republicans. You would annihilate them. But that would be too liberal. It would be too liberal for the Democratic Party. So, cuckolding ourselves to corporate interests in AIPAC is what we get. Does any other country have an AIPAC equivalent? For one, yes. The closest equivalent that I can think of would be like countries like Romania, where Russian dark money is incredibly influential in their politics. Like, that's the closest thing that I can think of. There are countries that are relatively small and weak where Russian or Saudi special interest groups have an overwhelming amount of power in determining who wins. Yeah, that would be the closest equivalent. It's crazy that it can happen here because America is like the wealthiest country in the world, but, you know, it is what it is. There's probably not a direct equivalent to AIPAC anywhere else, though. In most countries, there's not really an equivalent because non-individuals can't donate. Yes, keep in mind super PACs are a pretty uniquely American phenomenon. The idea that billionaires get to consolidate unimaginable amounts of money into a dark money group and then, like, anonymously direct it into a party is pretty, that's pretty unique to America. It really should be illegal. It was until pretty recently, if you can believe it. It was illegal up until within your lifetime. And everything's just gotten so much more liberal since then, you know? I love my liberal democracy safeguarded by the liberal Democrats who believe in liberalism and democracy. Thank you, Citizens United. There was no other way. It had to be like that. If you read the fine print of the Constitution, it actually insists that democracy be raped to death by billionaire pedophiles. There's no way around it. I'm sorry. Oh, technically, we've done the math, and it turns out the Founding Fathers made an error in their legal calculations 250 years ago, so you need to be killed by pedophiles. There's no other way. Okay, well, that really sucks. That's really unfortunate. I was hoping to live a prosperous life in a country where the policies are dictated by the interests of the majority, and I was hoping to not be raped to death by pedophiles. But if the Founding Fathers made it logical error 250 years ago, I guess we all have to die. I guess liberalism's failed. When can we kill all pedophiles? Ban that person for Fed posting against the president and entire cabinet of the United States government. Thank you. At the DNC spring meeting in New Orleans this week, the resolutions committee voted to kill the push, which would have been non-binding. They killed a non-binding resolution, man. As scrutiny over the pro-Israel lobby grows amid the midterms, the use of massive outside spending to support or oppose candidates based on their positions regarding international conflicts or foreign governments raises concerns about undue influence over democratic debate and policymaking, potentially constraining elected officials' ability to represent the views of their constituents, reads the resolution, submitted by Florida DNC member Allison Minerly. Pointing out AIPAC in particular for spending some $14 million in the Illinois Democratic primaries last month. Not only, they didn't even do it directly. They did it through like shadow PACs, Working Families PAC or whatever the fuck it was called. Working Democracy PAC. They're so unpopular with Democrats, they have to hide their money. I love my liberalism. J.B. Pritzker, who was once an AIPAC donor, condemned the group after the primaries, joining a growing number of Democrats once supportive of AIPAC who have turned on the political powerhouse over its involvement in elections this year. It did not specifically call for AIPAC contributions to be rejected, though the attitude was largely implied. The resolution calls for robust campaign finance transparency and says the DNC reaffirms its commitment to campaign finance practices that align with the party's core values. Excuse me. I don't know, man. Fuck the Democrats. I'm sorry, but my white ass is not voting for a establishment Democrat. This is like a 95-5 issue. Like, I bet you if you went door to door with the Democrats and you asked them whether or not they think it would be good to reject dark money campaign financing within the DNC, like this would be, I think 90-10 would be underestimating it, but nope. Even for a non-binding resolution, the Democrats can't be asked to do anything that would even remotely look like a criticism of AIPAC. Mm-hmm. The AIPAC resolution's failure to advance out of the DNC committee shows that while there is an appetite within the party to take a more forceful stance against the organization, an influential pro-Israel group whose opposition against conditions in aid to Israel has made it more divisive and racist more recently, it's not one that many DNC members are comfortable standing behind. Yippee! We're pleased that the DNC Rules Committee rejected a set of divisive anti-Israel resolutions, said Democratic Majority for Israel President and CEO Brian Romick in a statement after the vote. These measures would be a gift to Republicans, would further fracture our party, and do nothing to bring Israelis and Palestinians closer to peace. Thank you, Democratic Majority for Israel President and CEO Brian Romick. I really appreciate your... It's so interesting that the Democratic Party has its own Majority for Israel representation. That's so cool. I'm glad you get to, you know, do we have this for every country? The DMFI was founded in January 2019. Wow, that's when I started my channel. In reaction to polling that showed Democrats and younger voters were less supportive of Israel than previous generations. Cool. Yeah. The DMFI PAC backs candidates that supports democratic policies and defend Israel inside the Democratic Party. They opposed Bernie Sanders in the 2020 presidential caucuses, endorsed Joe Biden early. Yep. Volunteers supporting the DMFI in Ohio. Cool. I love my American political party with American supporting America PAC. Why is half of the flags Israel? I don't know, man. Oh man, give me an office, man. I'm gonna make McCarthy look like a goddamn multiculturalist. Jesus fucking Christ. Are you or ever have you been an advocate for the state of Israel? Gonna fucking prosecute 90% of the people in DC. Those are kids. They're grooming victims. Vashi's the Star of David transforms into a werewolf. That wasn't the Star of David. That was the Israeli flag, which they have cynically stamped the Star of David on in an effort to forever link the actions of Israel to the beliefs of all Jewish people, in spite of the fact that their current leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is Adolf Hitler, is secular. They look like dorks. Yeah, that too. r/Israel claims to be secular too, but they're all Zionists as fuck. Yeah, of course. There are tons of secular Zionists. Absolutely. It's not like the fucking religious fervor is what's motivating their Hitler behavior. It's ethno-nationalism. It's not like the Nazis were good Christians. After October 7th, DMFI's president Mark Melman noted, quote, "The savagery of Hamas has moved the center of gravity in a pro-Israel direction," said a man with a great deal of foresight and the ability to predict the way the needle would move after October 7th. Top donors to the DMFI PAC by January 2020 included energy and executive philanthropist Stacy Schusterman, the single largest donor, and Gary Lauder, who donated $500,000. Anyway, okay. So the secret Democrat Israel PAC, where wealthy Zionists give money to subvert the interests of the Democratic majority, they are happy that the resolution condemning dark money and APAC has failed. Gotcha. Ken Martin, in response to the Hill story about Thursday's committee vote, argued the panel's broader resolution condemning dark money groups captures concerns about outside spending overall. Well, at least Ken Martin's trying to advocate for it, you know, weekly, if anything. Wait one second. I'm being vindictive. If I recall correctly, he hasn't yet been able to fully turn over the staff of the DNC yet. I don't care. He's too weak. Too weak. Ken Martin is too weak. He's too weak. He's weak and I hate him. Weak. We need strength. He's weak. Who's Ken Martin? A crybaby. Pro-Israel groups applauded the DNC for quashing the non-binding resolution. The DNC made clear today that all Democrats, including millions who are APAC members, have the right to participate fully in the democratic process, and we plan to do just that via dark money spending, where we set up subsidiary PACs with deceptive names so that we can pump millions of dollars into races that have nothing to do with Israel, but pick the most right-wing candidate available. What's David Hogg up to? I don't know. Probably posting on Twitter. Haley Seufer, former Kamala Harris advisor and CEO of the Jewish Democratic Council of America, suggests the vote show the party hasn't shifted on Israel as much as it seems. Okay, well, I guess we'll see. We'll see how that affects my voting pattern and the voting pattern of you guys, too, in 2026. Always the Harris advisors. Yeah, I love my, my loyal to America politicians, you know? There are misconceptions because there's a vocal far-left faction of our party, but they are in no way leading here, Seufer said. This is, meanwhile, every single day. You can just look at any polling on the subject. The average Democrat is now unsympathetic to Israel. This is just, they know they're lying. They know they're lying. They all know they're lying. They were 100% aware of the fact that they're lying. They hate you so much. They despise you. They would kill all of you if they could. They hate you. They despise you so fucking much. The DNC as a whole has not shifted from where it has been, which is an organization that is inclusive of Jewish Americans and supportive of the U.S.-Israel security relationship, as well as Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state. They hate you. Hate you. Kamala Harris' advisor, by the way, supportive of Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state. What do you mean by Jewish state? Well, this is how you create anti-Semites. I mean, again, the official position of the Democratic Party is that if you care about the future of this country and of life on Earth, you're anti-Semitic. That's their argument. I don't think you have to be, but that is their argument. If you believe in life, liberty, liberal values, democracy, America, America's future, the health of your children, environmental regulations, lack of war, non-ethnostates, or anything else good on Earth, if you believe in a gentle spring breeze on your cheek while you look out over a field of flowers, you are anti-Semitic. And that, I mean, this is pretty inevitable. In my opinion, it seems likely that this is going to lead a lot of Americans to choose between those two sets of things. I don't think that's a choice you have to make. The Democratic Party disagrees. A Pew Research survey released this week shows 80% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents hold unfavorable views of Israel, up from 69% last year and 53% in 2022. An NBC News poll conducted in late February, early March, meanwhile, found 57% of Democrats view Israel negatively, a dramatic change from when just 35% held a negative view of the country when Hamas attacked it on October 7th. In a sign of how sensitive and politically treacherous both issues are for the party, one DNC member told Politico they had received calls about the resolutions from two potential 2028 presidential candidates. Nice. I love my democracy. Do these groups ever do anything for Jewish Americans? It's always about Israel. They do not care about Jewish Americans at all. They hate them, in fact, because if you're a Jewish American and you're not in Israel, that means that you're a traitor to the ethno-nationalist cause of Israel. They hate you. I'm so fucking mad, dude. I'm so mad. At least it's full confirmation there's no saving them. Yeah, I don't really know. I'm sorry, I'm in my head right now because I'm actually like mad as fuck. It's crazy. It's such a fucking captured democracy, man. Oh my God. It's going to be J.D. Vance who condemns Israel in 2028 versus a fucking... Zionist Democrat. I'm trying to find any video news coverage of this, but I imagine that a lot of places haven't gotten the news yet. Yeah, I don't really see anything. Just put the segment in the bag. Yeah. I mean, they live streamed the DNC resolutions committee meeting, I believe.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to the amendment? All right. The amendment is included. Now is there any further discussion on the resolution itself?
I don't know which resolution specifically is the one that we're concerned with. I don't know what number in what order. Looks like that one has to do with Puerto Rico. Oh, this one's on Gaza.
Demanding, asking that each month something that they provide.
Of this working group, I and members of
the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, otherwise known as NATO.
North American Treaty Organization?
Watching them walk through rubble, trying to find something.
Uwais, how mad could you get at people being similarly angry if they were talking about Nazi Germany in 1943? If you had a bunch of people in a live stream in 1943 going like, yeah, we're going to fucking turn, you know, Germany into a smoldering crater, how mad could you reasonably be? I'm not asking what, I'm asking how. Then time warp back to 1943 and ask those silly questions of people who were angry back then.
We sent that missile.
Than it is to abandon it entirely, and the Democratic
Party... And using the word abolish...
ICE.
Yeah. And we could utilize that in all areas of our party, so...
Mr. John Verdejo in the queue.
Here, I believe this is it. Yeah, this is the...
Yes, sir.
This is the section referring to this resolution. Let's go back to the beginning. Who even are these people? The DNC chair.
Opposing dark money in Democratic primary elections. We did this at this meeting.
That voted us as DNC members in. It's dark money goes a step further.
one on electoral integrity, transparency.
With unconditional military aid, we have the hard conversations. In the recent Illinois primary election, AIPAC spent $14 million in the Democratic primary alone. It's money that influences where we are as a party and brings us further away from our base. So with that, we must end the huge gap between the opinions of our voters, our base, the people that sent us here, that voted us as DNC members in, and the Democratic Party. So with that,
why is their setup so cheap? Because the DNC itself is just a thin bureaucratic organization that sets goals and directives for the behavior of members who sign up with it. Usually, like, it is the campaigns and staff of the representatives themselves who have real power. The DNC and Ken Martin at the head of it are more of a loose advisory body. Like, you can run as a Democrat regardless of what you believe. You can't actually be, like, removed from the party, kind of. Your registration is sort of up to you. It's more like this sets the direction and tone of the party, you know? Yeah, they don't have that much power. Think of it more as, I wouldn't say it's purely symbolic. I would say more like they're meant to represent the direction. Yeah, they do control the purse strings for federal spending. So it's more like the attitude they want to take towards the power they do have.
You want to yield my time?
Thank you, Ms. Merrily. I will entertain a motion to adopt the amendment. Is there a motion to adopt the amendment?
I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Now, if there's any discussion on this? In the queue, I have Ms. Lottie Shackelford from Arkansas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lottie Shackelford from Little Rock, Arkansas. I would like to recommend to the committee that we vote against the adoption of this resolution because our committee has already taken a very strong position opposing dark money in Democratic primary elections. We did this at this meeting through Resolution 10 that we discussed quite a bit at that time. And through the resolution passed in August that also led to
Is that how that works? If you indicate you're against something in the past, that means you can't indicate that you're against the thing now? Is that how that works typically?
Reform.
Guarantee you those prior resolutions were different. Because if they weren't, she wouldn't be saying this.
Task force undertaking work on this very issue. I'm a former co-chair of the Resolutions Committee, and I know firsthand the importance of our work and the voice in the party. However, I don't think at this time we should consider continuous resolutions on one subject after we've already taken a very strong and firm position on the underlying issue.
Thank you.
Our committee has also expressed its view on the corrosive impact of dark money in politics, including in Democratic primaries. And we have also agreed that it is not efficient to consider individual organizations.
Her name is Lottie Shackelford. She's 84 years old. Her name is Shackelford? Was she named by J.K. Rowling? 7 years older than Israel? Damn.
One by one. Because there are too many to name, and it would consume the entire...
Jesus Christ, the first woman and first black woman appointed mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh my God.
...party of the committee's work, and if we were to go step by step, entity by entity, this would result in
endless debate
and an endless number of resolutions on the subject.
Thank you, Ms. Shackelford. I'm sorry.
You were saying something to me.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. I love that our party representatives are all 85 years old. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, she's fucking ancient. She literally was born before U.S. involvement in World War II. Ha, ha, ha. It's just good. Everyone's ancient. Everyone's a dinosaur.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were talking to somebody else.
Just you wait till I'm a former co-chair of Resolutions.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ms. Lottie. I'll recognize Peg Schaefer to speak next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So New Jersey was
the recipient of a ton of dollars that upended one of our congressional elections. So I'm opposed to this. But not based on that. I don't want to single out AIPAC. Money's coming in from all different places trying to influence elections. We've already, as Ms. Shackelford said, in number 10, we've already taken care of this. A former congressman who was defeated by mistake in CD11 asked me to please make sure that we don't single out AIPAC, because I think it unfairly, it's a Middle East issue again. We can't pick on the Jews and expect this committee to be respected.
Thank you.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Ms. Schaefer. Next, Marge Hoffa from Minnesota.
Well, I'm going to agree with both my colleagues and make it very brief. I agree with both of them.
Great. Thank you.
I agree with both of them. I don't have a gun pressed into the small of my back.
Mr. John Verdejo in the queue.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm just going to add to it. I'm opposed. Not on the surface, because I am for getting rid of dark money, corporate money, and all that stuff. But just a single out is what I have a problem with. You know, here we're going to go after AIPAC, which, you know, I get it.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. Guys, again, AIPAC has literally given money to J6 advocates, okay? The idea that the Democrats can't criticize that, like there's some kind of neutral, like the only thing AIPAC has done is support Israel, is just wrong. This isn't remotely controversial, man.
But why not?
They're all in the AIPAC payroll. No, they're all terrified. They're fucking terrified of AIPAC. Every single person who works in politics or media, the moment you mention Israel or AIPAC, they freeze up. Tucker Carlson is the only one able to acknowledge this, and he's correct. He's correct. When he was talking to the, chief editor of The Economist, how the moment, like, she's articulate and eloquent and intelligent, but the moment Israel comes up, she freezes up, and all of a sudden, all of her answers sound like they're, you know, written on the back of a cereal box, all pre-planned, ancient, hackneyed, canned, uninteresting, banal, uncontroversial.
You since dropping names, leaders would deserve and all these other corporations. And I got to say this as well, is that particularly for elected officials, folks of color, right? We, in order for us to even, you know, run for office, we sometimes need...
Wow, a black Democrat, a black centrist Democrat invoking IDPOL is an excuse for why it's bad to say that you don't want to take money from a pro-genocide organization. The tactical IDPOL from centrist Democrats, yet again, fascinating.
You know, you sometimes need to these type of fundings, okay?
So oh, it's like, my God.
Get on the surface, but I think the real issue is we need to really attack and go after the reason why these things even exist.
Sir.
Until then, it is what it is. Let's go after
Thank
that
you,
instead.
Sir.
Submit me a resolution on that.
Thank you so much. All right, I'll recognize Sophia.
Okay, with 30 seconds, you're going to see how fast I can talk. So, you know what, I think, you know, I came in here and I initially had said, you know, when I got a call yesterday from, I forgot his name, Jewish Caucus from Mr. Jewish Caucus from Massachusetts, and I said, I really am interested in hearing the discussion about this, the policies of AIPAC, so that we can talk about it. And I also said, you know, especially given that there's these war crimes that Netanyahu is committing and the U.S. is also threatening to commit to annihilate civilizations, you know, it is something we should talk about. And maybe if we don't get to it, it's better for you because we have a time to have this discussion. And you know what he said? He said, if you do not support AIPAC, if you do support, you are anti-Semitic, period. And to me, that is somebody that does not want to discuss the policies of AIPAC. He would not actually say anything.
Wow, notice how everyone in attendance is applauding this, but nobody applauded the guy who said that if you dislike AIPAC, you're being anti-Semitic? Remember how just a minute ago that one person said that? Well, let's not single out the Jews. And there was one guy coughing and clapping, and this gets applause. Man, it's almost like every single Democrat, except for the people in power, the actual like representatives, agrees on this. It's almost like it's the most obvious fucking 90-10 issue in the world.
So indefensible, apparently, that all he could say was say that I'm anti-Semitic. And I'm just going to say this as a flag.
Sorry, lady, but you're young and represent the future of the party. You're not 85 years old and born in 1941 and have been the vice chair of the DNC for 20 years and were the first black female mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas, and are older than the dirt the dinosaurs walked on. So your opinion's invalid.
I can think of a billion reasons why he is racist. Because you know what? People associate Jews with AIPAC, and so it's anti-Semitic to not support AIPAC. You know what? People support black people with gangs. And so if you don't support gangs,
Thank
that means
you,
that you're racist? I'm sorry, but I really think we have to have a conversation about AIPAC.
She's ulting? She's ulting?
And I really hope that if we oppose
Thank
this,
you.
That the task force actually
Thank you,
specifically
Sophia. Well
talks
over
about
our, well over
the
time,
policies
Thank
of AIPAC.
You. Thank you so much. All right. That's all right.
And, well, I can't blame him for trying to cut her off, because in fairness, she was given way more than 30 seconds there. You know?
Anyone else in the queue for this? All right, the question has been called on this resolution, which means debate and discussion is over. Again, me cutting folks off is not a reflection of the value of your comment, but a reflection of our time. All those in favor of this resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
All right, the noes have it, and resolution number 31 has not been adopted. On to number...
Great. I mean, not at all reflective of the applause in the audience or the sympathies or sentiments of the Democratic Party or of its constituents or of people who love life and life on Earth. But that's okay. You know, that's fine. We'll just keep on doing this forever, I guess. That's okay.
32.
Didn't really think this country had much of a future anyway, like, to be honest with you, but it's nice to see the Democratic Party affirming my biases.
Resolution calling on the Democratic Party to protect the rights of UOCAVA voters. Is Ms. Martha McDivitt here? All right. Your 60 seconds starts when you turn on the mic.
Well, that's it. That was all the discussion we get. That's cool. So the only people who were against that that resolution, the only people speaking against it, their two points were, we already did this, which is a lie, and also it's anti-Semitic. And those were the arguments that won. Yippee! Oh, yeah, sorry, and it's racist because black people need the AIPAC money. That's right. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yep, yes, sir. What a crazy argument, man. Black Democrats can't win unless they're backed by fascist ethno-nationalists. That's an interesting one. I don't know. Maybe skill issue? A little bit? Maybe do better? I don't know what you want me to say. I appreciate them trying to, like, throw black people under the bus, too, as well as Jews. It's anti-Semitic to not let Israel destroy Western civilization. Okay. Also, it's racist against black people. Black people need Jewish ethno-nationalism. Don't ask the ADL how they felt about black civil rights activists back in the 60s. Yeah, okay. Get me out of here.